Proclamation number 7453 of 11th of November, 1959. The spiritual spark in man. You all carry the divine spark within you, which is part of the Father Spirit from eternity, the spiritual spark, which only needs to be ignited in order to flare up into a flame which can illuminate and enlighten everything in you. You do not appreciate this divine gift. That you conceal a portion of the eternal deity within you, which connects you unbreakably with it. You may have fallen so low, you may have passed through such infinite depths, your being may keep itself so far away from God through its own will. As a human being, you are connected with God precisely through the spiritual spark which everyone contains within himself without distinction of his degree of maturity. But you may or may not feel this connection, depending on whether you allow this spiritual spark to come to life of your own free will by letting the spark become a flame through a life of love. You cannot make use of this divine spark within you until the end of your life, then it will rest inactive within you and your earthly life will have been an idle run. But you can also awaken it to life, and then you will be able to look back on a richly blessed earthly life, even if only in a spiritual sense, for the spirit within you prepares you for life in the kingdom of the beyond, for the life the soul leads when it has left its earthly body. To have awakened the spirit within oneself to life means to have consciously entered into the connection with the Father Spirit from eternity. It means to have recognized oneself as a part of God, as a created being which is to return to God as a child from whom it once came forth as a creature. Furthermore, to have awakened the spirit in oneself to life means that this spirit has opened up knowledge in him, that it became bright in the human being, that he has regained the knowledge he lacked, which was once his share before the fall into the abyss and which the human being must irrevocably regain if he wants to be and remain blissful. For the spirit in the human being is God's share, and thus the human being will be flooded by light which gives the spiritual spark the right to enlighten him, to instruct him and to introduce him to truth. You humans all have this spiritual spark within you. But how many of you do not respect it and do not give it the right and the opportunity to express itself by walking along devoid of all love? For love is divine, love is union with God, love establishes the bond between the spiritual spark within you and the eternal Father Spirit, which cannot express itself to the human being without love. Thus it fades away during earthly life without ever having become active in the human being, who passes away without love and therefore has no connection whatsoever with God. God will never let you go forever, but you let God go and he does not force you to belong to him. And thus the separation between you and God is only ever established by your will itself, and your will must also remove it itself. But you will always be helped by God, for his spiritual part rests in you and is always ready to start his work of love for you if only you give him the opportunity, if you ignite the spark, which only loving activity can achieve. But then you will soon feel God's strength of love flowing through you, and you will become aware of the divine spirit within you which constantly impels you into loving activity because it wants to remain united with the eternal Father Spirit, whose emanation of love is the spirit within you. And you should prove yourselves worthy of this emanation of love, you should give life to the spirit within you. You should ignite the spark into bright flame through loving activity, and the union with the Father Spirit of eternity will bring you unimagined blessings, You will mature in your soul, which the spirit now takes into its loving care, and it will be able to enter the kingdom of light after its departure from this earth. Amen.